when another call sign is emblazoned in our brain cells, it's kind of hard to use a different one. Well, it's good to hear you. Steve, how are you today on this nice, beautiful, cloudy day? I've been out and about, running errands, doing some shop, you know, grocery shopping. Heading back home, taking the long way. I'll go Riverbanks back.
Right, that would be then off of the 199 side, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people, a couple that have a little goat farm out there at the end of Leonard Road, sort of, over by Bob and Ivy. And I get raw, delicious goat milk from them about once a week.
Wow, okay. Well, I can't say I've had the pleasure or insight. Experience.
Yeah, I thought it would be something I'd turn my nose up at, except my number two daughter had goats, milk goats, and got used to it. And it doesn't taste that much different than cow's milk, actually. To me, I could hardly tell the difference. If anything, it's better. Anyway, so it's easily digestible for most people. And it's sought after with, you know, like mamas with babies and stuff like that. So anyway, I found a place to get it locally. Therefore, I do.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of the experience of itself. Homegrown, if you will, neighborhood, community, old school, old goats, etc. Way cool. All right. Well, you got any plans for the rest of the day, or you kind of, whatever you decide to do?
Yeah, basically, not much going. Oh, we don't have a Monday night open mic at Toasted Barrel anymore. I don't know if you read any of that online from Nathan, but that's not going to happen on Mondays. Tuesday, Sound Lounge got canceled, but there's a couple in, there's one in Medford and one in Shady Cove, but those are pretty far away. So my Monday and Tuesday nights, who knows, maybe I could check into the Nets for a change, huh?
Well, I guess that would be an option, a bonus, an opportunity, huh? No, I had not heard about any of that. So, no, did not know. Oh, well, the Sound Lounge I heard was going to go away, but I did not know the other. Speaking of going away, since I found myself so late on the sign-up list, I don't know if you heard that story. You know, I got there at the Cedarwood as Kevin was still setting up. I said, so you got a sign-up board? He said, no, today we're just going to use paper. I said, okay. He started taking out a piece of paper and a pen. And no one was there. You know, I'm 20 minutes early. And the paper went out, and so did I. I went outside, talked to a few people. I came back in. I was bottom of the list again. I think I mentioned that to you, right? The point, how funny is that, right? The point being, I signed up Terry, and then I signed up me. So she got up there and took her two songs, which was me, and then we stayed up there, and I took my two songs, which was me. It went really, really, really good. Terry says, oh my gosh, it just flowed. And we had Linda on the keyboards covering these, and boy, did she do a good job. We did Us and Them by Pink Floyd, Mandolin Wind by Rod Stewart, Wooden Ships of the Flavor of Jefferson Airplane, and Gold Dust Woman, which is a new one to my repertoire. And it's really mysterious and mystic and such. Double drop D tuning. It all went over like a big hit, and it really did.
I remember. I was there. And I remember when the list filled up while you were out in the parking lot. And I heard Us and Them and maybe a couple more of those before I bugged out. But, yeah, that was looks like you guys were having a blast. That was fun. Anyways, that's that Lee Cedarwood's still on, and they do pretty good business as a result of that, so that's a good thing. And anyway, so I will have Mondays and Tuesdays. Well, tomorrow I might go to Medford for that one. Last week we all carpooled out to Shady Cove. One of the musicians from Shady Cove, good guy named JR, he's doing one at a place out in Shady Cove. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But nice venue. Oh my goodness, beautiful place. Like woodsy with big logs and stuff. Anyway, it was fun. Whole bunch of us went out there. We brought a couple carloads from Grants Pass. I don't think we'll do that every Tuesday because of the distance.
Long ways to go. Well, that's an excellent story. Glad to hear that. What a kick. Yeah, I had no idea that was going on, but you say it's a beautiful place, and that's really neat. I have a friend in Eagle Point, a musician, who we've really never played together, but we've been friends and friends of the family and all that for a long, long time. He's got a real nice setup in his living room. I need to get out there one of these days. Maybe I can tie that all together. I don't know. But glad to hear it. Oh, speaking of glad to hear it, I'm glad you're around long enough to hear a couple of those entries that we did. Yeah, when those first three notes landed out in space of us and them, da-da-da-da-da-da, oh my gosh, the sound level and the sound quality was really good. I knew from those first three notes we're going to have a good time. Yeah, now that was cool. All right, well, here's the rest of my day. I've been in town doing a couple of things, including a stop at the hardware store. I am home now. Let me let this whole thing drop. Okay. I'm going to have lunch. I'm three-quarters of the way packing up all sorts of radio gear and test equipment and such. I'll be going up to Gilbert Peak after lunch to install some of the stuff that I had built, assembled, a couple of weeks ago. I was very diligent. I came out here like four nights in a row in part of a day, Saturday, to configure all this junk. You'll appreciate what it is. About a month ago, a telemetry unit went in that I can monitor the AC power utility side, my main circuit breaker, on that side, and there's a third thing, battery voltage. Those go into a telemetry device that speaks the outcome. You may have heard that. You know, I have it on Onion a lot and all that. It'll say, the voltage of the battery is 13.4 volts and all that. Well, anyway, that went in about a month ago and works great. Now what I'm installing, let me add, I have to query that. I have to send touch tones to make it do that. I select one of three lines to know whatever I'm looking for, you know, to be sent, detected. All right, now I'm putting in a transmitter that if the power fails on the utility side, it will automatically turn on a transmitter, stay on during the duration, it's a quarter of a watt. And I have a built receiver here. Let me let drop that frequency, and the carotid text light will light if indeed that transmitter is on. When that transmitter comes on, it lights a second light that latches, such that if the carrier goes away, meaning the power came on, the light is still on until I push a button reset. So I'll be able to walk by my room anytime, and if that light's on, I may have a power outage. Well, I will have a power outage. So that's the first automatic thing I've had in ages. All right, hang on. In the old days, when one of the two internet service providers up there I was connecting into with my generator that'll send emails, that whole internet thing of its status, so I could look online and see it and query it and tell you all sorts of stuff. Well, they being the internet provider, were not on battery. They didn't need to be. When my generator starts, you know, 5, 6, 7 seconds later, all their stuff reboots and they're still back on the air. Well, when the power fails, they go down, my generator sends the signal because it's on a starter motor battery and that's the electricity to keep it going, and I missed the query. I missed the report. Well, the other tired of this third-party business. So anyway, now I'll have automation if a generator or if the power fails, I get a light. All right, one more thing. It's really easy to make it so if I send a code, it turns on a microphone. I'm going to put that in the generator room, and then I'll hear it running, and I'll know it's running, and everything. You know, it's just really super cool. Onion is super critical because you can actually hear the generator start, and it starts up and cranks. That's vital up there on Onion, which I don't own anymore. So all this stuff's going to get installed today, all in a big box here that I put together. So I'm having lunch, gathering up a few things, and I'll be hours and hours and hours at Gilbert. Maybe three. I got to do something for somebody else while I'm there.
Oh, that sounds optimal. That's awesome. Because when you have transmitters and antennas and feed lines up on a hill and generators and battery backup, it's almost impossible to know too much of what's going on. So sounds like you're going to circumvent the internet outages and have direct telemetry. That's awesome. Well, I'm at my destination. Sounds like a good plan. Be safe up there. And hopefully the rain didn't slicken the route up to Gilbert too much for you. But I'll talk to you later soon, Steve. Here's WRKU 327. I got to go.
You got to go. Yeah, the road's always in perfect condition. It was reworked last year, and that's a story in itself. All right. I knew you'd appreciate the report, which includes this GMRS repeater up at Gilbert Peak. All right, catch you later. WRB 624 monitoring here before I go in and have some lunch.